When lawmakers return to Charleston Sunday, they won't just be considering the budget bill. Tomlin says he and a bipartisan group of senators have agreed to the passage of a 65-cent tax increase on the state's cigarettes, a bill that would still be considered by the Senate Finance Committee when they left town last week. Members of both chambers will also consider another piece of legislation left floating on June 2nd. Ashton Mara reports.
House Bill 119, also known as Senate Bill 1010, was placed on the expanded special session call by Governor Tomlin earlier this month. The bill looks to take a little more than $2 million from state reserves and give them to the Boone County Board of Education. The bill is a bailout. At least that's what some members of the legislature who oppose the measure are calling it. But Boone County Superintendent of Schools John Hudson says that couldn't be further from the truth.
I'm very proud of the efforts of Boone County Schools and our Board of Education as this to attack this sudden and unprecedented decline in taxes.
You see, school systems are paid for by property taxes. Whatever the county collects, that's how much money they have to pay for teachers, facilities, and school supplies, along with so many other things. On a year-to-year basis, those taxes don't really change that much. But over the past 9 months in Boone County, when three coal companies declared bankruptcy and shut their mines, revenues drastically dropped, taking in $9 million less than expected this year. Again, Superintendent Hudson.
The governor's spokesperson says it's unprecedented. The tax offices say it's unprecedented. The Department of Education say that it's unprecedented. So, and then people say, well, if you would have planned better. No one knew, or we would have planned better.
Hudson says as he and his school board watched revenues decline, they did react. They cut more than $2 million in expenses, closed three elementary schools, laid off 80 teachers and service personnel, finding more than $6 million in savings. But Hudson says it wasn't enough. The county still has a deficit, and unless lawmakers step in and pass this bill, hundreds of Boone County teachers and service employees will not get paid on June 24th. Jerry Chilinski is one of them.
When we're dealing with people's financial future, we have a responsibility to make sure that that is taken care of. They have already earned that money.
Chilinski is a speech pathologist in the Boone County school system and the president of the county's education association. He spoke to the Boone County Board of Education Monday. Chilinski is not the only one standing up for his fellow teachers, though. An attorney representing the American Federation of Teachers West Virginia chapter sent a letter to the county last week, notifying them that if teachers were not paid according to their contracts, the union would pursue legal action, costing the county even more money. Desperate for a solution, Hudson went to the State Board of Education Wednesday asking for their support. He says the county speaks daily with the State Department of Education about expenses and has even stopped paying other bills. But Amy Willard, the executive director of the Office of School Finance, says the State Department has absolutely no authority to help the county. So Hudson and hundreds of employees are left waiting on the legislature's vote. Willard is working with representative of the governor's office to make the language in the bill clear that it is not a bailout, requiring the county to pay back the funds as bankruptcy courts rule on the back taxes coal companies owe the county. Lawmakers are scheduled to return to Charleston Sunday to continue debating a 2017 budget bill and possibly Boone County's bill as well. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Foster.